Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So my hero during the pandemic, had him on 17 million shows, but I haven't talked to him in a while. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Doc, good to have you on tonight. Thank you for being there.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm all right, but I feel like we're back in March and we're having the same conversation here, Doc. It's good.
Do you remember, Mark, when I told you no fans in the stands and I depressed you and Andy?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, no fans in the stands. It's terrible, isn't it?
It has been a journey that's, and everybody was saying, oh, the second wave, the second wave, the second wave, and then I started to think, well, maybe there won't be a second wave, and now we're in the second wave. Is this worse than you thought it would be, Doc? I mean, where are we in your mind right now?
Yeah, man, it's such a good question. You know, I don't know if it's really a second wave. Is it a continuation of the first wave? It doesn't matter. It's just terrible, you know? I think we were really worried about this. We were really worried about this. This is a nasty thing, this virus. It doesn't care who we are. It's, you know, I describe it as a really smart virus. It's just a dumb piece of genetic material. It doesn't care who you are. If you run into it in large enough quantity, you're going to get it. And that's what we're seeing. And now that, you know, here in the northern part of the United States, the weather's gotten cold, we're inside. That's why the numbers have gone up like they have. We were concerned about it, and it's really happened.
Yep. What's your read of the announcement on the how we're going to distribute the vaccine here, that Pfizer is announcing phase three, that was on Monday, that it's 90%, more than 90% effective? Are you optimistic on this, Doc?
Yeah, you know, that's really quite a statement. A respiratory virus vaccine, 90% effective. You know, the respiratory virus we all know the best is influenza. And if the influenza virus is 50 to 60% effective, we're excited. So if it's really 90%, that would be spectacular. I would just temper everybody's excitement about 90%. But boy, if it's 70%, if that's what it turns out to be, that will be great. So Pfizer is going to be transmitting its data from the phase three trial to FDA sometime towards the end of this month. FDA, then its experts will analyze the data. FDA, importantly, also has an independent outside advisory group that will look at the same data. And if both of these groups determine that the vaccine is effective and, most importantly, it's safe, we'll then get the authorization to be able to give the virus. So that I'm excited about this. I'm optimistic about it. I think everybody knows that Dr. Fauci came out on TV yesterday and said that, you know, he expects that it's going to be approved. So that's a pretty good authority. So that's something to be excited about and look forward to.
So, timeline in your mind, realistic distribution? What would you, can you even gander a guess?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you what we're doing in Northwestern Medicine. We're thinking we'll start to get our first shipment sometime in January. This is not an easy vaccine to be able to use. You probably have seen that you have to store this sucker at like negative 94 degrees. So we're getting special freezers. You know, Mark, you're not going to be able to keep your vodka bottle in those freezers. It's too cold.
Whiskey, Doc.
You know, whiskey. Okay. Then no, we don't want to freeze your whiskey.
Right.
I actually asked about the vodka and I was told it's not a good idea. So we're going to, you know, we're going to start being able to give the vaccine. We're really hoping in January. We'll get guidance both from CDC and from the Illinois Department of Public Health how to give it. It certainly looks like frontline healthcare personnel will get it first together with our first responders. then people at the highest risk, probably people who live in nursing homes and other congregate living settings. And then after that, we'll see. You know, we'll roll it out to people who are at higher risk. Dr. Fauci thought that by April, May, we'll be able to start to go even wider distribution. So, you know, I think for our listeners, Mark, the big thing is, I know there's a lot of reticence and concern about this vaccine. If FDA says it's safe, everyone has to believe them. FDA is under so much scrutiny, it's not going to play games. If they say it's safe, it's safe. And I'm prepared personally to be the first in line to get it if FDA says it's safe.
Interesting. All right. I'm starting to feel a little bit better here. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, with us here on 720 WGN. All right. I don't want to scare people, but I think it's important to live in reality at the same time. And I've got this father that I love, Doc, and he's 94, and he's been going out to have his breakfast, and he loves to have his nice little omelet in the corner of the restaurant. I'm saying, you know, I think it's more and more dangerous to do that. Now, restaurants are closing, so he might not have that option. But for those who are kind of still living somewhat normal lives, what would you tell them?
Oh, boy. To your 94-year-old dad, he'll hate me for this. Dude, don't go out. It's not smart. You know, when the community prevalence of COVID is as high as it is, you know, I'm probably now in the Chicago metropolitan area, depending where you are, you know, we're at least in the mid-teens, if not in the low 20s. There's a high likelihood that you're going to come in contact with the virus. So if you're at risk, really high risk, you got to be incredibly careful. So my own mother, who's a spring chicken compared to your 94-year-old father, you know, she's being really careful. She's staying home much more than she was over the summer, and that's smart. So that would be my recommendation for people who are at risk. You know, stay home now. This is not a good time to go out and live your normal life. And for the rest of us who are not at high risk, be smart. Wear your mask when you're outside. I know everybody's heard this a million times now. It's old. You know, it sounds like you're being lectured to by some school marm. It really makes a difference. We know there's plenty of science now behind the use of masks. So when you're out of the house, wear a mask. It's easy to do. Just do it. You know, me and my colleagues in the hospital and our clinics, we wear masks all day long. If you work a 10-hour shift, you're wearing a mask for 10 hours. So if you're going to be out of the house for 20 minutes in a public space, please wear your mask. Not only does it protect other people, we now know it also protects you. So everybody's got to wear their masks.
So if you're walking in the forest preserve by yourself, that's a scenario where you don't have to. But if you're going to be around people and you're outside, still wear it, right? I'm hearing this correctly?
Yeah, you're hearing it correctly. That's right. You know, if you're out in the forest preserve and there's nobody within 100 feet, you don't have to wear your mask.
Right.
But if you're around people, particularly inside, you got to wear your mask. I went to the grocery store today when I was done at the hospital, and I was thrilled. Everybody in the grocery store was wearing masks. People were keeping physically distant. That 6 feet thing really makes a difference. Let's do that. If we do these things, we can control the virus. If we don't do it, it's a mess, and we don't want to live in a mess. So please, physical distance and masks.
All right, let me ask you two more here, Doc, real quick. So let's say I know someone who's gotten the virus, and I'm asked to quarantine for 14 days because I've been exposed, right? And then a week later, the person takes a test. Now they're negative. Do I still need to quarantine for, you know, a full 14 days? Like, if you get tested and they say 14, let's say you wait 8 days, you get tested and you're negative. Do I still need to quarantine because we don't know yet? Are the tests not accurate?
That's right. So if you're in close contact with somebody who has COVID, and, you know, this is that within 6 feet, 15 minutes, over a 24-hour period of time, you have to be concerned that you're infected. And the reason that we're waiting 14 days is we can't be certain until 14 days that you also are not infected, even if you're feeling great. Remember, up to 40% of people who are infected can be asymptomatic, yet they still can be breathing and sending that virus out into the air around them, infecting other people.
Does your mind play tricks on you, Doc? Like, okay, I just feel like I feel a little cold right now. I've got it. Like, it's you're around, you know, you're a doctor. You're around people all the time. Because I'm like, every time I have a little twinge over here or something over there, I'm like, oh, I feel, I got a little headache over there. Oh, I've got it, right? I mean, that feels like normal life right now, that you're just scared. Do you live that way?
Of course. I mean, I think we all do the same thing, right? When we wake up in the morning, first thing is we're thankful that we woke up, right? And then we do the whole body scan from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet to make sure we're feeling okay. I'm a coffee drinker. I make coffee in the morning, and then I'm happy I can smell the coffee, right?
Yes.
It's like the COVID stress test to be able to smell the coffee in the morning. So, look, for all of you listeners out there, this is normal to think about that. You have a little sniffle, a little ache or pain. Your gut is bothering you. It's totally normal in this environment to be concerned you have this thing. So don't freak out. It's all right. And then wait a few hours and see how you feel then.
See, when I went to bed last night, I was like, I didn't feel completely right. But then I woke up this morning, and then I was up for 5 minutes, and then I realized, oh my God, I've been up for 5 minutes, and I feel completely fine. This is sweet. I think I'm okay.
Can you believe it, Mark?
No.
This is the world we're living in now, right?
It is a challenge and a half.
But you know what? The other big news today, and I'm sure you've talked about already, Coach Nagy giving up the play calling. That made me feel better when it came to COVID.
You know, it's almost the same thing in a COVID thing. Like, he did not put himself first. He put the team first. It's exactly what we're looking for in the COVID world. Nagy, leader, all hail the Bears coach, right?
Absolutely. Now, it only should help, right? It only should help. We need an offense that can just be in the middle of the pack, because together with our defense, we'll make it into the playoffs.
Right.
That simple.
Right. Doc, you're the best. I'm up against the clock, so I got to go. But, hey, thanks so much for making time, as always. I really appreciate it.
Of course. You take good care, Mark. Be well.
You too, Doc. Dr. Jeffrey Copen. I just snipped the doc, but he's awesome. As you know, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. I hope that made you feel better. It made me feel better. 720 WGN.